This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Amid the ongoing story of the Ebola outbreak in West Africa and its shocking human cost, an update now on the economies of the countries most acutely affected, Sierra Leone, Guinea, and Liberia. Here's reporter Kate Davidson.
Ebola's economic harm is both micro and macro. J. Peter Pham with the Atlantic Council says it starts small.
Shop vendors, stalls that are the basis of the economy for ordinary people in these countries are affected by curfews, nighttime closings.
Add in border closings and flight cancellations, contractors with the mining company ArcelorMittal declared an act of God and left Liberia. Charles Laurie with the global risk consultancy Maplecroft says workers are reluctant to
participate in jobs where large numbers of people are collecting at any one given time.
And this adds up. An initial World Bank IMF projection said Guinea could lose a full percentage point of GDP growth. Laurie says the region's poverty means it's heavily reliant on international aid to shore up health infrastructure. Governments are also selling bonds.
Again, these countries are extremely poor, so borrowing money is not much of a long-term solution.
I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.